Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. Marketing bro. Let me start over because that was terrible. Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast
Wait,
dedicated to
stop.
simple.
Stop. You are reading and looking at your screen. I'm just going to make your podcast a little better. You actually have to look at the camera and look at the audience.
My camera's right there.
Yeah. Exactly. You will connect with your audience and you will actually watch your streams multiply by about 40x. The
Thank you so
difference
much.
between looking at the camera and looking at the screen is that big.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So, welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring in regular business owners like you and me to discuss potential strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more sales without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 10 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, it's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Adrian Ashley. Adrian Ashley, I will have to read this. Adrian is a celebrated speaker and thought leader known for her insightful analysis and forward-thinking perspectives on trends shaping the business landscape. Her expertise ranges everywhere from breaking into banks, like security testing in the 1990s, to being one of the first females in AI in 2000, to the number one woman in blockchain influencer, giving Ashley decades of experience in navigating the bleeding edge of what's next. Wow. So Ashley, welcome to Basic Business AI. I'm so glad to have you here. I'm excited to hear you.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited too, because, you know, for me, the sooner that mainstream businesses and enterprises, especially the larger corporations, really embrace integrating AI into their processes, and the sooner that the employees realize it's not going to steal their job, it's actually going to make their job more cool and more fun, the better.
That's awesome. Yes. Yes to all of that. So from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
Well, so I am a venture capitalist, and I focus primarily on female-founded blockchain-based applications driving mainstream consumer adoption that are at MVP, minimal viable product, and ready to scale. So for me, what AI is really important in our industry is that it used to take hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to your MVP. It used to take a year, you know, at least 6 months, a year, sometimes 2 years to get to that point where you could actually test if something was a viable product. And now using AI, not only can we create the minimum viable products easier and faster, but before we even launch it, we can use AI to go out and test the market and make sure that we actually know who the market is, who the consumer is, if the price point is on target, and all of the things that we would need to do that took so long before, and pretty much nail it in a week.
That's awesome. So I'm very impressed on how you've been into this AI world for so long. Like, AI has been here for 70 years, but accessibility has been here for like maybe 2 or 3 years. So,
oh, not even 2 to 3. It was basically ChatGPT. Everybody went, AI?
Yes.
And what's funny is you were talking about the chatbots, your sponsor. And what's interesting is that's how I got into AI in 2000 was I built the testing harnesses. And we were building a natural language chatbot, AI chatbot, for banking in 2000. I worked for Brightware. It was one of the first companies that was diving into AI. And basically, what you see now that you can do no code in 10 minutes, basically, we had been on for 5 years before acquisition. So it's the speed to getting things done now is so much faster. And, you know, figuring out how to test an AI is very complicated, especially back then with the tools that were available. I had to figure out how to test it, load test it, a million users. Did it get the answers right? Where was it falling down? Where were the holes? Where were the gaps? And all of that was hand coded in, in actual responses. So it was a lot more algorithmic than intelligent. And now you can literally, if you're a book author, say, so this is a really easy one, a great example. If you're a book author and you have designed a course around your book, which is what I'm doing for one person who their book has gone around the world multiple times, it's in 31 languages, but it's not ever been a college course. And to turn it into a college course, you simply upload the manuscript and then tell the AI to act as a college professor and design a 12-week curriculum around this book. And then it'll literally give you the outline of every single lesson. And with that, you can also tell it to create a PowerPoint presentation for each week's lesson. And then you can tell it to create a quiz for each week's quiz. Like, what's the homework going to be? What's the reading going to be for next week? All of that takes about 20 minutes. So if you're a book author and you potentially have the ability, like it would be a good college course, the AI can do that for you. And when you said it increases your conversion rate if you respond in 9 seconds, that is so true. I don't think people understand that as much as they should, but you really need an AI that can answer 90% of your questions that your visitors have. And if it can't, switch it over to a live support person or send an email that gets responded to very quickly. And you are absolutely right. That is the key to everything.
Yes, the average response rate for businesses to reply to customer inquiries, do you know what that is?
I would say the ones who are doing it well, it's less than 2 hours. And the ones who are doing it badly, it's 48 or more.
Yes, the average rate is 47 hours. So like I cannot remember a website that I visited 2 days ago. I cannot even remember what I had this morning for breakfast.
Yep. That's and that's the problem, right? Is we forget why. Like they by the time they respond, I'm like, I have no idea why I reached out to you.
Yes, exactly. And if you wait 10 minutes, 5 minutes, actually no, 5 minutes, the chances that you're gonna have business with that person lower to 80%. 10 minutes, I'm already with the competition.
It's a crazy thing. So there are a bunch of other AI tools for business that just regular businesses, when they think about it, they're like, well, I'm not an AI business. And I was thinking, you got to think back to, let's say 2018, right? Blockchain was just starting to hit the mainstream consumer awareness. And you had startups that were like, I'm in a blockchain water. I was like, what the heck does that mean? Because I've been in forever, right? Like, I mean, I'm an OG. I was first in Bitcoin in 2009. Didn't know what I had, didn't know anything, right? Like, really didn't get it because I don't do the currency side of it. I do the technology and the functional side of it. But 2012, full time, I built an AI-based matchmaker in 2015. Like, I used AI and I used blockchain to do a crowdfunding, but based on the actual audience. And that social impact and called it social currency that would convince the advertisers to come in before the show had even been shot. So it was like doing upfronts for indies. And so there's all these different things you can do. Well, 2018, people were like, they just added blockchain to whatever it is that they were doing, whether or not they understood how to incorporate it, and their valuations went up. So I see a lot of that now, but I don't think that that's the right way to do it. It's a little disingenuous. But for everyday businesses, let me tell you, having an AI plugged into your email where it automatically reads the emails, and if it realizes what it is, it can auto draft a reply and put it in your drafts. And you just go through the drafts and approve. Click, 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 right? Like making sure that your email is actually scoured. And if you have an appointment like today, where I didn't realize that we had a video broadcast until 10 minutes before I got on the Zoom. So this is from PJs and nothing to Zoom in 10 minutes.
Well, you
But,
did great.
thank you. Thank you. But things like that, efficiency, productivity. You don't want to outsource everything. What you want to do is add this tool to the toolbox that your employees can use to increase the productivity of your staff.
Yes, keyword tool. It is a tool.
Tool. It is a tool. It is a tool. It is not a sentient alter human being that is going to replace the people that are working for you, because there is nothing yet that compares to human creativity. So the other fun part about this, and this is why your employees are going to love it, is the more that they get to leverage AI, the more that creativity becomes their superpower. So they can actually work on things and take extra classes or, you know, continuing education in the creativity side, which cannot yet be replicated. And they'll actually enjoy their job more.
Yes. Oh my gosh, I love all of this. Adrian, I wish this podcast was 40 hours long.
I get that a lot.
I don't blame them.
Right.
But
I have another suggestion for business owners. This is for business owners, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to pitch a little blockchain and a little AI. Many business owners, traditional, especially like regular everyday small business, local business, they have multiple bank accounts. I don't know if you've ever worked for a small business before. I was surprised when I started working for a car dealership. I'm like, why are there 7 bank accounts? Because there are. But a lot of those times they put their money in a bank account and they're earning like 0.39 or 0.8%. And that's like a normal savings account. Now with AI and blockchain combined, see, this is the key. This is why AI is like the nitrous and the turbocharge in a car, right? It allows you to do more and you don't have to be the one thinking about it. So you can now leverage USDT or USDC, which is basically a digital dollar, and you can take the savings and the things that is not in an operating account and you can put it in blockchain and stake it. And the AI will actually end up getting you the highest return rate, which ends up being about 10%. So imagine with everybody having, you know, inflation pains and things like that, everybody wants to make a little bit more. Well, if you're not necessarily, you don't have to close more to actually make your money work harder for you. So on Wise Lending, that's what we do. We put the money that's just sitting there and then it can earn up to 10%. Plus, 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 but you don't have to think about it. Super consumer friendly, because AI has made things consumer friendly. That was the key for me, was how do we get people to engage in blockchain and they don't want to know 26 hexadecimal public and private keys and it makes them afraid. And heck, they only remember Jamie Dimon said that it's, you know, a Ponzi scheme. And then he went off and bought $200 million worth of Bitcoin after he made his own Black Friday sale. Mm-hmm. So it's just people don't get it, right? But now with AI, it's as easy as, you know, popping over to Bing and saying, what is this? Explain it to me like a 5-year-old. Oh, that's my favorite one. If you don't know something, explain it to me like a 5-year-old. You will get some form of lemonade stand explanation that will make it perfectly clear.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. But Adrian, we're running out of time. So Adrian, tell us about, please, who you serve and how can people reach out to you?
Oh, fabulous. My name is Adrienne Ashley, and I serve business owners. Like I said, I'm a venture capitalist. I work with my portfolio companies, but I also advise startups all over the world. And my primary function is helping them to drive mainstream consumer adoption of whatever it is that they're doing. I have deep reach into the consumer market, especially females, and I work with them to create campaigns and go-to-market strategies that will hockey stick. And I also do impress the press, because using AI to do your publicity in-house is baller. So you can reach me at Adrienne, A-D-R-Y-E-N-N, on pretty much every platform.
Perfect. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Adrienne Ashley, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what she does by visiting Adrienne, A-D-R-Y-E-N-N.
At Adrienne on all social platforms, and wowisme.net.
Awesome. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies that are on the topic of AI, we'd love to have you in a future show. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but are not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. Bye.